Few American politicians have come as far as fast as Zoran Mamdani. He began 2025 as a little-known state legislator. And in the first minutes of 2026, he'll be sworn in as the mayor of New York, often called the second toughest job in America. Photographer Kara McCurdy documented his remarkable rise as Mamdani's campaign photographer. She's been capturing images of Mamdani since before his first race for state assembly in 2020. Ali Rogan spoke with her about her experience watching history unfold through her camera lens.
Kara, thank you so much for being here. You have been photographing the mayor-elect since even before his first campaign for state assembly. What did you think of him when you first got to know Zoran Mamdani?
I thought, this guy is so charismatic, and we really connected initially on our shared politics. And so I really valued that this was somebody who felt such a deep conviction to what he believed in, that he was, you know, willing to talk to me, who was a complete stranger at the time when we met, about his politics and even bring me into the fold and show me how we could kind of share this with so many more people, all of New York City and now all of the world, really.
Knowing now what he's achieved in such a short political lifetime, did you ever think that he could reach these heights of his political career so quickly?
Zoran is somebody who, you know, that what he's going to go after, he's going to get. He really, if he has a vision, he's going to see it through. I'm not sure that anybody could have predicted even the past 12 months, but I always believed that he was going to be somebody that was going to make a big splash in local politics.
Was there a moment where you realized that in his run for mayor that he was really going to transcend this kind of dark horse candidate position in the race?
I think I started to pick up on it in the mayoral campaign early, just seeing the voters and the supporters' engagement and enthusiasm, not just about Zoran himself, but about what he was running on. I remember that I was out with him walking around in March, and people were stopping us from across the street in the dark, yelling his name because they saw him. And they weren't just yelling, "Zoran Mamdani, I'm voting for you." They were yelling, "I'm voting for universal childcare. I'm voting for fast and free buses." And I think it was around that time that I really started to realize this thing is much more widespread than I can really even grasp.
So this sort of photography is not what you were typically doing. You do a lot of weddings and elopements. But when you started working with Zoran, you talked about creating his visual identity. And so I want to know, how did you approach this assignment?
What we were able to derive from those first few photos was this thread of storytelling, which is something that he and I are both drawn to. Every single photo that we take and every opportunity that we have to start a new shoot is an opportunity to tell a story, whether those are stories of working New Yorkers or the story of somebody running for state assembly. And that's something that translates very easily back to wedding and elopement photography. When I'm shooting a wedding, I'm telling the whole story of an entire day. When I'm photographing Zoran Mamdani, I'm telling the full story, not just of him, but also of his policies and what that means for New Yorkers.
I also have to ask you about these images of Zoran and his wife, Rama Diwaji's wedding at New York City Hall. They went absolutely viral. And I want to know, what does it mean to you to see these pictures get shared so widely? And why do you think that was?
It has been absolutely surreal to see just how far these photos have gone. I feel very fortunate for that. And I think that people really cling to them because they're so relatable. They are truly just a couple that wants to go and get married and celebrate the core of their relationship, which is simply two people being in love. It's not a giant production. It costs $25 to get married at City Hall. So it is quite accessible to many people. And it's something that a lot of people can see themselves in. You know, we took the subway there. We didn't get into a private car. And once we got there, it was raining and we had to deal with that, just like any other normal person getting married at City Hall might do. It's the most human photos that you'll see of a wedding day.
Kara, I want you to walk us through some of your favorite images and why they stick out to you.
One of my earliest favorites is from 2021 after the hunger strike, and we had won $450 million in debt relief for taxi cab medallion owners. And there's a taxi driver whose liftings are on up into the air, and you can feel the relief and the joy. It's very, very happy, and I love that. So some of my favorite images come from one of my favorite evenings on the mayoral campaign when we walked the length of Manhattan. And that for me was a really special night because so many New Yorkers got to come out and randomly see Zoran Mamdani in the streets by surprise. But then they just started joining us and walking with us. And I have this gorgeous shot that's in front of a supermarket, and you can see the walkers are taking up the entire block. It was just a beautiful representation of how we're not just bringing Zoran into City Hall, we're bringing all New Yorkers in with us. This is a movement for all of us. And then I have a photo from primary election day before many people knew who he was, although he seemed like a celebrity most of the time to me at that point. And we are on an escalator and he's trying to hand out literature to anybody who will listen to him. And you can see the face of a man who simply could not care less about Zoran Mamdani. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't stop. He doesn't turn. He doesn't say anything. He just keeps going. And Zoran is opposite. He's full of glee and joy. And that is really such a beautiful dynamic between himself and voters. I think he's willing to talk to anybody. He's willing to share his beliefs with anybody. And this is a really beautiful moment from before too many people knew who he was. And we don't get those anymore.
Kara McCurdy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.